This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having the Mindshare Learning Moment with John Myers, president of Core4, producers of EdSpy. John obtained an honors BSc in computer science from the University of Toronto and began his career in 1980 at Nortel Networks. After successful progressions up the chain at Nortel as a general manager of the business unit, John moved on to Centrinity, where he was one of the key players in producing the well-utilized tool First Class across the Canadian landscape and globally. Subsequent to his departure at Centrinity after the acquisition by OpenText, John and a number of former colleagues founded Core4 and has managed to grow into a profitable environment in which a team of enthusiastic and very talented people now build innovative products to both the delight and bring true value to a range of customers. Thank you for joining me, John.
Thanks, Rob.
So,
good to be here.
It's been an interesting evolution for you in the education space since you've been the one of the masterminds behind First Class that achieved great success and market penetration, and after a quiet phase in your transition as a career, you emerged with a fascinating new platform called EdSpy. Perhaps you can describe it a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, sure, Rob. EdSpy is what we call a social learning platform. It's designed specifically for the K-12 or the kindergarten to grade 12 space, and it's a combination of things. Of course, it's a learning system. It's all about enabling students, teachers, parents to work better together as students progress in their learning. But the twist these days is the idea that it's social, and what that really means is it borrows the social metaphor that's become popular from sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and so on. It's just a more efficient and effective and fun way to communicate. So EdSpy is built around these modern metaphors that really make it more enjoyable for the students, teachers, parents, and administrators who use EdSpy.
And it sort of mirrors, you know, their way of communicating with friends through Facebook, because it's got that kind of Facebook look and feel to it, except it's a private network.
Exactly. With EdSpy, you have a safe, secure community at your school or in your school district, and the information that's in there is only available to the authenticated members of that education community. So it's not like Facebook. It's not like it's on the big bad internet. It's a private, secure space just for your school.
What inspired the development of EdSpy?
Well, with First Class, we had years of working with private schools and school districts around the world, and so we got a really good feel for the challenges that they had. And First Class was a very good email platform and had good collaboration as well. It really grew up in the 90s when email was a new thing, and so, you know, we were really excited to put many years of effort into that. But, you know, technology changes, and now, there are a whole host of new transformative technologies that have arrived, and we've really looked, we've been inspired by those technologies and how they've changed so many aspects of our life today, whether it's, you know, how we find information, how we collaborate, like through Facebook, how online retail happens through things like Amazon. We were inspired by how these transformative technologies can change things and modernize things. And so really that was our inspiration here, is to apply all those transformative technologies to the school.
And you're not new to the education space, and I think that's part of the value proposition that you offer as an organization, and a solution that brings, you know, probably 50 years of expertise behind you to solve some of the challenges around communication and learning in K-12.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. The 20 years of experience we had with First Class gave us a good taste for the challenges that schools and school districts have, both with deploying technology and some of the unique challenges they have in terms of workflows and collaborations that need to happen. And we saw over and over that horizontal business solutions just don't work very well in K-12. So you can't take a business solutions and say, we're going to run this school district like you run a bank or a Fortune 500 company. Yet at the same time, there weren't many makers of software that were building state-of-the-art stuff for school districts. So we really saw that opportunity over the years, and hence we decided to start a new company, start with a clean sheet of paper, and build something from the ground up, modern, new, state-of-the-art, and focus specifically on what the needs are in K-12.
Very inspiring, very inspiring. We've seen dramatic changes in technology in the space since your days of First Class in the 90s, yet education sometimes seems reticent to change, yet all of a sudden now we see this huge transformation going on around the whole entry of edtech startups. It's considered one of the hottest sectors. So you're bucking a trend, but what are your thoughts on education lagging behind, and how do you move that ball forward in an accelerated way?
Well, I think there's a couple of points here, perhaps, Rob. The 20 years ago, building software-based or server-based solutions and deploying those into education was tough because many educators weren't comfortable with technology. And you fast forward now to the present day, and of course, almost all teachers have grown up in the digital era. So the percentage of teachers who are comfortable with technology and in fact, embrace and enjoy technology is way, way up in the last 10 years. The kids, of course, they're digital natives. They grew up this way. But the other interesting thing is the parents now are generally digital natives because your average parent of a child with K-12, they're in their 20s, 30s, or maybe their 40s, but they've grown up with computers as well. So those barriers that were there, 5-10 years ago have really dissolved quickly in the last decade. And now we see much more appetite for, and in fact, even a demand to say, we want to use these modern technologies as part of the education process. We're no longer comfortable, with old technology solutions of attendance as part of the education process. We're no longer comfortable, with old technology solutions of attendance being done on paper or through scanners and report cards being pieces of paper put in children's backpacks. There's a real appetite now for technology change and as there never has been before. So that's really making our lives a lot easier because there's demand for the kind of thing
right.
that we're doing.
Interesting perspective, well stated. You're coming into a very crowded space, yet you offer a uniquely different solution. Perhaps you can touch on that.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. When we set out to do this, we realized there's this important, really important aspect to be successful of achieving what we sometimes refer to as critical mass. A single point solution that solves one little problem isn't that useful. Because if it's not tightly integrated with everything else that the teachers, the students, the parents are using, it just creates another silo, just another headache. And so we've had the luxury with Edsby of setting our sights very high. So we built a broad platform that encompasses a wide range of the workflows that the teachers, students, parents, and administrators do on a regular basis. And tightly integrates them all together. And this is quite a bit different than what we've seen anybody else do out there. I don't think anybody set quite as ambitious an agenda in terms of how to transform all these and modernize these activities that happen on a day-to-day basis. Another key thing that we've done that was not easy, but one of our goals was to make teachers' lives easier. And the key to doing that is have teachers do, less work, less, sort of menial work rather than more. So we've integrated Edsby in with the popular student information systems that are used by our customers. And it's not easy. There's a lot of SISs out there. It's a lot of work to do it. But the positive result is it makes the deployment of Edsby really easy for teachers and for administrative staff because they don't really have to manage anything new. We connect up into the student information system. We pull all the information about what students are at what school, what classes are they in, who's teaching them, and what changes happen there. The school already has defined policies and procedures, how to update the SIS, and we just magically pull that information out so that the teachers, students, and administrators all see the right things without doing any extra administrative work. So those sorts of things that we've got, the breadth of our platform and the depth of its integration into the existing infrastructure of the district or the private school, those are key differentiators that really make Edsby stand out.
Well, you've certainly done your homework, and I commend you for that. So what stage at the rollout are you with Edsby? Is it the quiet phase? Are you full on right now? Are there investors that would you take investor money at this stage? Are you bootstrapping it, or what?
It's a good question. The company is about 2.5 years old. We bootstrapped it ourselves. We've had the good fortune that myself and my three partners, we've bootstrapped the whole operation. We never say no to investors who are perhaps interested in the education space, and we've had some recent conversations with some potential investors. But in terms of the market rollout, we're in what we call now our sort of controlled release phase. We've got about 20 customers right now, a combination of private schools and school districts. And we're using the 2012-2013 year to really, you know, sort of hone the final aspects of the product. It's in production right now, as I say, at many of these schools, and they're really enjoying using Edsby. And we're working with a number of the larger school districts on pilots. So, as you know, Rob, school districts, especially the big ones, they have a lot of coordination to do as they roll out technology. And so, almost all of them want to do pilots to experience the technology, to get to understand exactly how it works, to get ready to do training, so that when they roll it out to 10,000 teachers and 100,000 students, they're ready to do that. So they're working on that right now with us on a number of pilots. So we're keeping very busy engaging with school districts on pilots, and we're happy to take on more for other districts that are interested.
So what is the early feedback been from educators? Because, when I had the opportunity to sit in on a presentation at the ABLE Summer Institute, you had a pretty well-baked solution that would, on the surface, to me, appear to save teachers a lot of time and create efficiencies and really enhance learning for the students at the end of the day, because that's what it's all about in my books.
Yeah, and the feedback has been very rewarding. From the teachers, we hear lots of great comments about, finally, we've got modern tools here. We can do things the way things should be done. And that's quite rewarding. And from the kids, we get lots of comments about, the joy they have of being able to use their skills as digital natives on a day-in, day-out basis as part of school. But, in a way, the most rewarding comments, I think, come sometimes from the parents who say, oh, my God, finally, now I have insights into what's going on at school. It's not just a series of paper stuffed in a backpack, or it's not just an inbox in my mailbox jammed full of, emails that I never get a chance to read. But with Edsby, the parents get a rich experience now that really helps them keep up to speed with what's going on with their child so that they're better in the know, and they can help their child as best as possible. And there's a lot of focus these days on family engagement and education. And I think that's one of the key strengths of Edsby, is how we do enable the family and the parents to be sort of more up to speed with what's happening with your child. And when we get feedback from parents saying, this is fantastic, I've never had this kind of insight into what's going on before at my child's school, that's quite rewarding as well. So, we're just excited about bringing such an innovative new solution to the marketplace. And, we come to work every day just, revved up and looking to add, more capabilities, more features, and listen to more educators about what else they'd like to see in Edsby. It's been quite an enjoyable ride.
Well, it sounds like you're having fun, hard fun in the process, as Dr. Seymour Papert would put it. And as a parent, I certainly would welcome more transparency, and certainly parental engagement studies have shown that students do perform more strongly in school when parents are engaged. And I commend you for, you know, taking the leap of faith to and the challenge to create such a well-integrated solution that really has potential to transform learning, you know, along with some of the other great products out there today.
Well, thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. And, you know, we certainly, as I say, we look forward to having more and more people have a look at EDSB and understand what that might do for their school or school district.
Fantastic. That was John Myers, president of Core 4, producers of EDSB. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. Until next time, keep the learning curve steep.